No, I'm definitely in pro choice. I personally think, like, if somebody is, like, not able to make memories, then they're not really living. But I know that's definitely not a common opinion.
Would you say that the life of the pregnant mother and the life of the unborn fetus are of equal value or no?
I'd say the life of the mother is probably more. Yeah, I think, like, late trimester, like, the last trimester, is kind of a little sketchy because there's much more development of the fetus in that space. Obviously, it's a more patriarchal society, so men already have, like, the benefit of the doubt to start with.
To do with men primarily holding positions of power in government, the fact that there are regulations? Or...
To an extent, I think it's more the religious aspect of things, because there's still a ton of women that are pro-life. I don't think about it that much necessarily, but I think it's very, very important. The ability to have free will, regardless of your gender.
Just people's ability to make choices. Do you think that's, in America, do you think that's limited by their skin color, their gender, how much money they have?
Maybe not choices as much, but opportunities, definitely.
So if our circumstances of birth or how much money we have do kind of control our ability to make choices, do you think humans have control over their lives? Do you think, like, you have control over your life?
On, like, a smaller basis, yeah, I'd say so. Like, I don't have the means to do whatever I would like. Yeah, and, like, just one mistake that you make if you're younger or, like, in the terms of, like, if you get raped or something.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be held liable to take care of a child for their entire life and provide for it if you weren't ready for it, or if it comes from means that you weren't expected to have the child. People in power shouldn't be able to make decisions for others, even if it's against their moral background. Because, yeah, a lot of people have different morals.
Yeah.
And being raised with religion changes that almost entirely. It's based on your background, what kind of religion you were raised with, what kind of political stance you go for, but those are often combined with religion too, so it's kind of one and the same.
Yeah.
But I do think that if men were the ones giving birth, there would definitely be a bit of a difference, and it would be more widely accepted, I would say, to get an abortion. There would be less pushback from
That's what I think, too.
Because, like, once that kid's born, there's not going to be a whole lot of resources for it. That child's most likely going to live in poverty based on, you know, the financial aspects of their parents. That one question you asked about if men were the ones giving birth, I think that was interesting.